It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
You're going to look like such a dick, Ben, when this podcast is over.
I know.
Such a dick.
Oh, both of us. I know it.
Yes.
Rascal energy. Oh.
We're going to look like such dick. I guess that's how we look at the end of every podcast, so things won't change.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what, Ben?
I always feel shame. I have to like meditate for like an hour after each podcast. Yeah.
Oh, meanwhile, I don't give a fuck how I look.
Wow. That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I got the darkness inside, baby. I don't give a fuck how I look. I got that big bad Bartiz energy, baby.
That's true. Yeah, I've seen you in Brooklyn, like walking down the streets in your trench coat and sunglasses.
Yes.
And you say that to people unprompted. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I say, I'm Bartiz. Nice to meet you. It's weird.
I remember one time I was like, hey, Max. And you were like, I don't care how I look. And I was like, what's new? And then you just kept walking. It was weird.
Yeah. It's very cool.
And then you started going.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the arm waving. You were doing the Matrix arms. Acting like you were being shot at.
You never know when the bullets are going to come. So sometimes you have to practice or just assume that they're coming.
Right.
Just in case they're double fast. So you need to double the bullet time.
Did you ever see the new Matrix?
Oh, I haven't yet.
Are you serious?
No, I haven't.
We once spent a whole like half an episode of 90 Day Fiancé talking about the trailer.
Yeah, we should spend this one talking about it, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's really good, by the way. It's
great. We'll have to save it for when I watch it. So much drama this episode of Perfect Match and the next one. It was juicy as a big booty hole, I must say. Really just juicy.
Nice,
Ben.
Ripe booty hole.
Yeah, so juicy. Wow. So juicy, I now want to stop talking about it because of that metaphor. We should stop podcasting.
Should we start our shame a little earlier?
I'm feeling the shame. I'm starting to care about how I look. I think I just ruined the whole thing.
This is progress, right? This is progress for us. That we're actually feeling something.
Having feelings. Wow.
We're growing.
Honestly, I don't feel fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, that nervous laugh.
Oh. We're sad puppies like Damien. We're dirty dogs.
The dirty doggy.
Dirty doggy dog was need to go.
Oh, he scratches ears. Give him a bath.
Well, should we just get into it? I feel like we're going to have a lot to cover today.
We got a lot. Let's get
in. We got a lot. So we're figuring out, like, where was Shane going last episode? How did he end up in Georgia in Dom's room? Well, it turns out that
he went in.
He left his room, went down the hall, went into their room.
Because he put his stuff in their room.
Or left his stuff in there. Maybe he had a, you know how people have, like, an emergency to go back in case, like.
Right, like an earthquake or
an
something
earthquake
like that.
Apocalypse or something, in case they need to hop on a spaceship or some shit.
Standard zombie apocalypse.
Horse stampede or something. One of those things.
No, ponies would never do that to
us. Ponies would never do that. They were buffalo stampede. Buffalo stampede.
I could see that.
Yeah, buffalo are mean. You got to watch out for them.
Yeah.
To get his stuff. He still can't get over the celebration thing, you know?
Yeah, he's really upset about that cannonball.
Better hope that they have the same sports team. You know, I know he's a big Manchester United fan. Hopefully she also reps Man U.
Shane is a big
fan. Yeah, he's a big Man U fan. That's what they call it, Man U. I don't know anything about soccer. What if she cheered for Liverpool and then Man U lost and he was like, you celebrated for Liverpool when Man U lost.
Wow.
And when you threw up your cup, it splashed champagne on me. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. And then he threatens to leave. You can see that happening, right?
Yeah. She starts coming to dates wearing like Minnesota Timberwolves jerseys because he's a big Bucks fan.
Yeah. What if she's a Minnesota Timberwolves fan?
Could be bad.
Chloe, yeah. She definitely could be. I know she lives in LA now. She could definitely be a Minnesota Timberwolves fan.
Yeah, she heard about A-Rod buying the team. She's all about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of big players on Minnesota Timberwolves right now that she could be a fan of.
Karl Anthony Towns, Rudy
Gobert. Yes.
Yeah.
Big Rudy Gobert fan she is. She loves.
She right. Rudy Gobert, the one famous for tapping the mic and ending the NBA season during COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who got COVID. She's like, he changed the world. Okay.
We're getting too deep into this.
We
lost so many listeners.
Oh, I listened to you guys to make jokes. Oh, I know you guys wear those hats with sports teams on them sometimes, but go ahead and check out reality TV.
Heathcliff is an athlete. He is.
Yes. Yeah, I'm wearing a cat on my hat right now, so thank you. So Chloe in confessional says that she's never seen this side of Shane before. It's like, well, you should have watched Love is Blind season 2. You would have seen this side like every episode.
She couldn't. It wasn't out yet.
No, Love is Blind season 2 was out.
Oh, you're right. It was season 3. It was Bartiz.
Yeah, everybody else has watched the show and seen Shane.
Chloe, what kind of a company woman are you, huh? You got to be watching all the Netflix shows.
Yeah, because Chloe didn't know who he was on their first date. She's like, who are you? I don't...
That's crazy. Yeah,
she like doesn't watch TV or something, weirdo.
Yeah, they were all making Stranger Things references, and she had no idea.
Yeah, she didn't like know what Bridgerton was either. It was like, what? they have to separate them, you know, to make sure that the fighting ceases. And Dom says, you've been with two other girls before and you bounced on Inez. What is the difference? Why are you being like this?
It's a maybe good point.
Yeah, I know. And he's like, maybe you should think about the decision. And Shane's like, oh my God, I can think about it. Okay, you know what? Overnight, I'll think. I'll use my brain and I'll think.
He was hot. He was hot. Dom was probably right.
He's always like, hot.
You need to cool down overnight, getting a nice cold bath.
It's so funny him being like, okay, I'll think. I haven't been thinking. Now I'll think.
Oh man, he thinks on it long enough. Yeah.
And Chloe just asks if she can sleep in their bed tonight. And George is like,
yeah, like Dom and George are their parents or something. Like she had a bad dream. Can I sleep in their bed with you?
She's like, you know, we're not intimate. Of course you can. You can sleep. You can sleep in the middle. I don't give a shit.
just be careful because you'll sleep like a rock. You'll sleep like a rock with Dom there. Dom.
Yeah. The next morning, I just want to say I noticed Carousel is a stuffed panda branding everyone. Do you notice the stuffed panda?
I love it.
Yes, I do. He's a panda.
Smart.
So Bartice and Abby, you might not really be able to hear the soundbite really well, but maybe you can.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm the
geek
girl, you know?
She says, I'm not trying to make an OnlyFans here. I'm sorry. I'm a good girl. And she also, like, points to, and she says, like, there's a big camera here. Now, when I wrote down, so this is how it works. When I'm writing my notes, I write what sound bites I want to clip later. So when I wrote down that I wanted to clip this sound bite, I was like, oh, this is funny because we can joke about how, well, Bartice, he wants to make an OnlyFans and he's going to because he has an OnlyFans now.
He was like, promoting it today on Instagram.
Yeah, like 90% of the cast. And I was like, this is a funny soundbite. But now when we get to the later part of the episode, it's like.
And it's like scary.
Oh, the reason they included this is because he uses this against her to be like, oh, because you don't want to like be intimate with me on camera. You care about what people think.
Which is psychotic.
Yeah, he's such a manipulative bastard, man. Like, what the fuck?
I don't like him.
He's such a dick.
Like it's one of those things too where it's like I like to see these asshats on TV sometimes, like a Bartiste sometimes. I like
him. Oh, I do. Cool. He's a great
like
character.
Villains, yes. But like he definitely toes that line of being like, oh, it's just so gross. Like the way
yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't deserve this TV time, you dick.
I just love the heel turn. I love how he like talks normally and then they're like, he turned evil. Like the second that you like challenge him, he just like flips the conversation and he just turns so dark. Like you can't challenge him or he just goes so full on evil. It's so weird.
I loved Abby continually calling him a sociopath. Loved it.
Yeah. I love when they were like, we think we might have been wrong about him. I think he might suck. And it's like, yeah.
Just wait till you see Love is Blind season 3, ladies.
But like they didn't know. They didn't have all the information.
The producers didn't tell them.
That would be funny if they were like, he sucks. Just warn you, he sucks.
Yeah.
So the next morning, George and Chloe says, thank you so much for letting me sleep in your bed. And George just says, anytime. We don't plan on ever having sex. Yeah. I don't plan on ever being intimate with him. This is a fake relationship. No matter, we have seen episode 12. We're going to try not to say anything about the results of anything. But no matter what happens, this relationship is so fake. I will always say that it is.
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%.
So you agree? Yeah, I don't think it's real.
Yes. It's not. Chase was completely correct in his final.
Yes. Yeah, Chloe tells George about Shane, I would never speak so ill of someone that I cared so much about. And says that she feels Shane kicks off so much because he wants attention. Yeah, Shane does have a problem with, you know, going really hard at those that he cares about. That's a big issue.
Yeah. Of his. Yeah. Yep.
Wish you wouldn't do that.
I know.
Not good. It's a trend.
It is a trend now.
Nicole says, do you think Dom was in on it if it was really fake? I'm not saying that like they conspired and were like,
Savannah Nick level strategy.
Yeah, like I think that I'm not saying that they like talked about it. I'm saying that like I'm not saying that like they didn't feel things for each other. I'm definitely saying that I'm not saying like when they were.
It was never
camera.
Any intention of actually being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, it just seemed very like. It just seems very like third grade to me. Like it just doesn't seem like an adult relationship to me.
It's not.
We never saw any like real conversations between them that we saw like other couples kind of have or like any mature conversations. I mean,
yeah, like, look, we give Joey and Carousel a lot of crap on this podcast, but
we give everybody a lot of crap.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, I mean, Joey and Carousel, they actually did have like some pretty serious conversations like about what would be going forward after the show. Like actual really serious conversations.
We never saw Georgia and Dom have that. I mean, I don't think Georgia and Dom were really like shown to be particularly to be either person were shown on the show to have any particular depth either of them.
I want to save some of what I want to say for the next episode.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of other couples I think that were sort of countering against what they were doing in the finale.
Yeah, we will get to that. I do just want to say that like the relationship is fake.
Yeah, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You know, Harry Jowsey is with her now, and
yeah,
that's another messy story as well that I'm sure we'll talk about on our Patreon this week.
Yes, so. patreon.com/realityalert. Final Match Center, joined by my girlfriend Maria. She is very pretty. That definitely adds that's the incentive
to watch. Yes,
to watch. No, listen. You can or hear it too. You can listen to the voice. Like you can tell that voice. We're
that's right.
You can tell that we're pretty by our voices. People listen all the. We get in our reviews all the time. That's you true. Go to Apple. People are like, "Oh my god, these guys! They are so pretty." That's why you should listen to their voices. They're
George
so pretty.
Me and Brad Pitt on
screen. Yes, listening to these pretty voices. So. Patreon.com/realityalert final match center. Gonna be wrapping some things up there. But yeah. Fake. So Shane, he says in confessional, he regrets how he handled the fight. He is sorry. Yeah, he says that now. Is he? I think he is.
I think he takes legit accountability.
Yes.
And he does say, I was actually like surprised. I was like, wow, he really puts his pride down here. He's like, look, my recent season of Love is Blind is still very fresh. I just had this whole issue with Natalie and that's like making me have insecurities and now I'm projecting and I apologize. I was 100% in the wrong, which is like, what more could you possibly say?
Yeah. He said it was entirely his fault. Yeah.
Entirely his fault. Like total accountability. Good for Shane. I feel like this is growth. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is like a good step for Shane. He's doing the right thing here.
And he identifies another motivation where he said that he was scared as well about the relationship. Like he's kind of pointing out like every aspect of like what's going on with him, you know, like he's kind of like telling her everything that's happening. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, that's great.
I like that she's like, oh, all I wanted was an apology, but this is better. She's like, oh, I'm not too hard to please, you know, I'm Chloe. Doesn't make Chloe impression. I'm Chloe.
Sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire or something.
Hello, I'm Cop Chloe.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Hello. Wow.
That's Chloe.
Yeah.
I feel like God right now.
Okay, I'm Chloe. That's better. I'm Chloe. Yeah, so that worked out. She says she's still falling in love with him. So I think we'll have a wedding special coming up soon.
I hope so. Boston Robin Amber style on CBS.
We're recording this on Wednesday, March 1st. Happy March, everybody. Coming in like a lion, going out like a lamb. Isn't that right, Ben?
What does that mean?
You don't know that expression?
No. Uh-oh.
You didn't learn that in kindergarten?
No. Is this a March specific thing?
Yeah. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb.
And what is...
It's like a weather thing.
Oh, I see.
And then if it doesn't do that, it comes in like a lamb and goes out like a lion.
You know, it's still... We don't get that in Colorado because it's lion all the way until May.
Oh yeah, that's so, why you have it. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many of my spring breaks when I was a kid were filled.
Maybe it's a New Jersey thing. Anyway. For those of you listening live or somehow listening to this actually on Wednesday, if you're trying to figure out like what's going on with the cast, who's still together. Who is not? The NDAs, we believe, will be lifting tomorrow, Thursday, March 2nd, our intel seems to tell us. So keep an eye out for things tomorrow.
We do have a research team.
March 2nd. We have a research team. We have our little birds. So March 2nd, things should be telling us. So don't this whole morning I was like trying to figure shit out and everything was taking me to dead end. So just don't worry about it. Tomorrow, people will be talking. Joey and Damien talk, and Damien says that he wants to take Francesca on a really nice date tonight because she's doing things behind closed doors that are very nice to him, like kissing him.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Francesca.
Yes, and this is leading him to think that he sees a relationship outside of here, and he says it could be a marriage.
Oh, buddy.
I know. It's really,
buddy.
It's really like, kind of sad.
What is the geez, these guys, they just don't get it. And Francesca's so blatant and honest with all of them, and they still don't get it.
I know. She's blatant and honest, but also manipulative.
She is. But she, I don't think she will ever take it as far as saying, yes, I'll be your girlfriend.
No.
Which to me, I feel like is kind of worse. I don't know.
Yeah.
like Francesca is willing to do it all within the context of the game, but she's not willing to just like take it that extra step and be like, yes, no, even after we leave the house, we can continue this.
No, I mean, I don't think that she like manipulated Damien in any like terrible fashion or anything.
No,
you know,
but you know,
she's... that's not what I was saying. But I think in general, she's manipulative.
I think that she's very good at finding narratives and storylines herself without producer's help.
Yes, by manipulating other people.
Yeah, yeah. Do we know that she's like that on a daily basis in real life? I don't know, but I love it on these shows.
Assume that to be that good at that, it would probably take practice.
Probably takes practice.
Yeah.
Probably does.
No, she's like her TikTok. She's like her TikTok. I saw her on Instagram and she was advertising like a flying car or something. Guys, she's like how she advertised flying cars. That's what she's like.
I did. My respect did go up for her, though, in the finale.
When she advertised the flying car?
Yeah. That's when I was like, well, she's cool.
Okay. She's a flying car salesman, not a manipulator. But yeah, Damien, I was like, I gotta say, watching Perfect Match, I like gained sympathy for Damien, and that's when I felt really manipulated. I was like, I don't know what's happening here. Why do I feel sympathy for Damien? This is very weird. Did you feel sympathy for Damien at all during the run of Perfect Match?
No, Magic Mark is gonna be fine. Not worried about that guy.
You didn't feel any sympathy for Damien.
I really don't. I don't feel too much about him. I really don't feel much about Damien.
I
think he's a bit of a sucker. I don't know.
That's what makes you feel sympathy for him, for all the suckers out there.
You know, the stuff he did with using Francesca to make Giannina jealous, and then he's pulling the same shit on Perfect Match. I'm just like,
yeah. He's changed.
All my sympathy's kind of out the window.
Yeah, you know? You're right. Maybe I'm less sympathetic now. I got caught up.
Do you ever really have sympathy for any reality contestants?
I just got caught up in the moment. Like last night, it was late at night. I was tired, and I think the music of the show, and I think I was in a vulnerable state, and it just.
I remember you posted on Instagram last night at like 3 in the morning, that video of you crying in the dark, and it was just sobbing noises. Yeah. And I was like, I got to take this down before.
So Nick Lachey, he invites some familiar faces to join us. He's like, here's all the people of color that you guys eliminated. Here you go. Here we go.
Christ.
Here they are.
Oh, and here's Mitch too.
And Mitchell.
Oh, this freaking guy is back. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Jesus. Colin was like, why am I here? I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
I don't want to be there, all these people. Jesus.
Let me say it again. I don't like anyone here. I'm just here to get paid. Thank you.
Yes.
I saw like a screenshot. It's just her like slumped on
I saw that too on Reddit.
Just waiting to leave.
Poor Colony. God.
Poor Colony. She's like, this is so much more money. I could have sold like 4 houses in all the time that I was here.
Yeah, she could have made like $1 million in the time that she was making $100 a day on Perfect Match.
There's something really important I need to talk about, Ben. I know you know I'm going to bring this up. What did Chase have in that bag?
Oh my God. I don't know. I want to know.
I couldn't get over this bag. It's I kept thinking he was going to pull something out of the bag. Now, I know that bag.
A rabbit.
There was one point where he sat down with someone and I thought he was going to pull rocks out of it to start handing out to people. I was so sure.
That would have been legendary. Legendary.
Yeah, like when he sat down with Francesca, I really thought he was going to take out a rock. I was so sure.
If he plays it sincerely, too, where he's like really excited to show them all the rocks that he found. Standing them out. That's the best. That would be the best.
It was just like the bag just really stands out because we haven't seen any of the women with purses, not even as like accessories, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like you would just think that like there would be something in the bag.
Yeah, like
you
a know? Prop. Yeah.
You just think the bag would serve a function. Yeah.
Well, he was probably doing touristy activities throughout the day and they had to pull him in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he was probably collecting seashells. That's what was in the bag. Or hermit crabs to take back.
Yes. Cute.
Kimberly, I actually
have a bucket hat. It was a Colorado Rockies promotional item at a game that I went to. So
I'm really embarrassed that I don't have a bucket hat.
Really?
Yeah, Maria says I wouldn't look good in one. It's just really offensive.
Oh my god.
No, she says that I would, but I feel like she doesn't want me to own one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I get that.
Like she says
that little voice in your head that tells you that you could never pull it off. Yeah, I understand.
But she says I'd look good in it, which is the right thing to say.
Right. And then you scream at her and you say, "Liar! Liar!"
It's like what my mom told me to always tell tell women when they ask you, do I look good in this? And you say, you look good in everything. So then you can't be wrong. You just say you look good in everything.
Blanket response. Yeah.
It's just amazing. You look great in everything. But you look better in this than you tell them that. You look better in this.
You use that for yourself though too. I hear you.
I look in the mirror and I go, you look good in everything.
Well, you do that too, like before we start podcasting, you'll say that. And I was like, oh, thanks, Max. And then you go, No, I'm talking to myself because you're using the webcam as like a mirror.
He's not lying, folks. I liked Francesca saying to Damien, if you talk to Savannah, I'll kill you. Manipulative.
Very manipulative.
Territorial. Like,
turns out he should have talked to Savannah.
In two days, you're not going to talk to him anymore. Like, what's your deal? No, in like 3 hours. Like, what's your problem?
I know. You know, I really do wish. Do you think that because Giannina went to MTV, that she couldn't be on this show? Because
yes,
you would think like that would have been the perfect person to bring into the show for that love triangle going on.
Yeah, she might have had something going on. Like, I think that show already filmed, but maybe it just like
if there was one thing this season like really could have used the extra pop, it would have been her coming in for that. Yeah,
they might not also have wanted to be on the same show.
That's true. Yeah, they might just hate each other.
That happens. Yeah,
but it would have just been amazing. It would have been amazing to have Giannina come in, because I feel like I was watching this last night. I was like, you know what, Savannah, like, she's petty and she like says little passive aggressive comments, but nobody intimidates Francesca like Giannina. Like, Giannina comes at Francesca hard. Like, her actual arch nemesis is Jim.
Yeah, it would have been amazing.
It would have been great.
Nick Lachey says that anything can happen tonight.
Oh, my.
I was like, anything?
Wow. And Dom's over there like, you mean we might be staying up till 10 p.m. instead of 9
p.m.? We can fly? He started jumping from the roof. It was crazy. It was crazy stuff was happening.
Yeah, there's a cannonball from the roof.
I'm sorry, what did you say happened from the roof?
A cannonball. Cannonball!
Cannonball! That's amazing. What a banger. What a certified banger.
It's such a good song.
Wow, it's the perfect
match. I can't wait for Love is Blind Orchestra to play that at the next Red Rocks event. Yeah.
Well, the Perfect Match Orchestra just hit it out of the park, but it's a lot of the same instrumentalists.
It's almost entirely the same group.
Yeah, there's like two
I think maybe
people.
The conductor is different. I think Tars is conducting on this new one.
Tars?
Yeah, Tar. Tar.
Oh, Tar, yes, from the movie Tarzan.
From the movie Tar. Cate Blanchett.
Yeah. from the movie Tarzan.
Yes. Yeah, Tarzan. She plays Jane.
Did you see when Dom and Georgia spoke? And Dom.
What are you laughing at? Kate Blanchett playing Jane? Yeah. Is it you're just picturing it?
Yeah, I just caught the joke late. Dom tells Georgia, you're not allowed to talk to anyone. And she says, we have to talk to everyone. I trust you and you trust me. And that's when I really hope that they're just going to like break up last minute. But that's just wishful thinking.
It was
late at night. I was emotional. I was feeling emotions like hope.
And, we all saw. Yeah, the 15 videos really did that for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Me being like, I hope things. World peace. Let's take a quick break, Ben, and let's take a word from our sponsor, Manscaped. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using code REALITYALERT for 20% off and free shipping.
I love the Beard Hedger. I've been using it a lot lately. I tell you what, before the Beard Hedger, I was like Gandalf the Grey. My beard was going all the way down to my feet. I was tripping over it on the street. People were laughing at me, making fun of me. It actually really hurt my feelings. But now I've never been more confident, Max, walking down the street with my nicely, freshly trimmed beard from the lawnmower.
Ben, before I had the Beard Hedger, my beard was so dense that people thought that I was a talking forest. It was so dense.
I remember that. I actually went trekking through you once.
Yeah, it hurt. But now that I have the Beard Hedger, people think that I'm a talking human, and it's great.
That's good.
Thank you, Manscaped.
That's good. Yes. Thank you, Manscaped. Look, folks, get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code REALITYALERT. Manscaped, the Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
Okay, let's get back to the show. Shane and Chloe, Chloe says she's not gonna wander from Shane, but Shane, he has the real thoughts here.
Sorry, Mitchell, but I'm not freaking worried. Freaking, whatever it is. I don't know, it's not a word. I don't care what it is. Homeboy, no.
Homeboy, no.
Freaking, that's how I feel too.
Fucking, I'm not fucking freaking with your fucking no.
That's how I feel too. I don't know what it is. I don't want to hear it anymore. I want it gone out of my life forever, please. It and him.
You said what we were all thinking. Savannah says Damien is matched up with Francesca, but she can see Damien's wandering eyes looking at her. She knows when someone's looking at her. Yeah, okay. Damien, who's obsessed with Francesca, is he's eyeing Savannah. She knows it.
Oh, it wasn't Damien eyeing Savannah. It was Magic Mark.
Okay, I understand. Damien's
in the clear. Damien's in the clear.
Magic Mark needed to hop on her lap and tell her what he wanted for Christmas.
Yes, he needed to put on a cop hat and arrest her for being Francesca's enemy.
Ooh.
Yeah. You need to really interrogate her.
Yeah. Damien, Aunt Sophie and Savannah talk, and they try to get Damien to show him their butt. Want to see those white cheeks.
Wow. Wow. In 2023, unbelievable.
Oh my God. That was just like objectifying Magic Mark like that and not even offering to pay? Okay.
At least tip him.
Magic Mark work is work, and you need to respect him.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And then Damien compliments Savannah's outfit, which is basically him begging her to sleep with him.
Yeah, he fucked up.
He said that,
and
he,
we all know this, this is the reason cheating. why Francesca eventually breaks,
says that it won't work because of that.
Yeah.
They talk about how Damien and Francesca were friends before coming to the house, and Savannah's like, that's fucked up, because she basically come at me at my side for trying to date my friend, that fucking bitch and a half. Like, what the fuck is her problem? That little bitch.
Yeah, and then everybody was like, Savannah, why are you screaming? Like,
because she's a, because she's a bitchy Mc, she's a bitch.
You were gonna say Mickey, bitchy McBitch, bitch.
Yeah, that. a bitch. Yeah. Yeah, bitch. Did I say bitch? Yeah, bitch. All they do is know how to call each other bitches. Like, they're so fucking, like fucking like sixth graders. I can't even say it's like a high school rivalry.
Don't come for me. I was on Flora's lava, bitch. I will burn you. I will push you into the volcano.
Yeah, well, I was on Too Hot to Handle, so you can't touch me. I'm invincible. Okay. I'm invincible. You can't handle this.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm on a table right now and you're standing on the floor. And that means, and the floor is lava, so that means you're dead and I'm alive, and now I get to be with Damien. Goodbye.
No.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh no.
it was as childish as that, I will say.
It was. I was like so sick of it. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Savannah. God. You know, Savannah, when these things, though, when these like... things keep happening, Savannah, on every show that you're on, eventually people are gonna find the common denominator here.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing. Go away. Go home.
Remember when she started a feud with Jack on Flora's Lava? She kept calling him a little bitch when he was trying to jump from one ledge to the other.
Yeah, and then when he couldn't do it, she called him bitchy Mick. Bitch. You're a bitch. Will talks to Francesca.
Come here, you little demon.
Come here, you old demon.
Yeah.
He also said one thing that I want to ask you about, Ben.
Like, I'm going to wait till no cameras are on. I'm like, fuck, you look good. Shit. You ain't giving me nothing on camera.
As they're walking over, he says, wait till there's no cameras around. Fuck, you look good as shit. Can't get me to say nothing on camera. But he's clearly on camera. But he's saying...
He's mic'd up, too. So.
Yeah, but he's saying, wait till there's no cameras around. Fuck, you look good as shit. Can't get me to say nothing on camera.
I don't think he understands the concept of a lavalier microphone.
What is he saying, though?
I don't know. Maybe he wants to talk shit about somebody. And that's why he's pulling her aside.
Wait, there's no cameras around. Fuck, you look good as shit. Can't get me to say nothing on camera.
You're right. Maybe
he wants to just keep telling her how good she looks in explicit terms.
But it's a secret. I will say, it's secrets. They are more fun.
They are more fun.
Especially when you don't share with anyone.
And especially when they hurt someone.
Yes.
Yes, that's the best. I'm
so
into
that's
that.
That's probably why.
Yeah. They say they missed each other. She confirms that she was eye-fucking him. He says that's so hot. But once again, he's too late. She won't say... He says that he doesn't think that she is even 75% into her relationship with Damien. She can't confirm that she is.
Yeah, I buy that.
Yeah, she says her thing about the full go. Will says, does it make her happy? And she says, yeah, it does make me happy. But not as happy as her probably boyfriend back home.
Yes, probably not.
No. Will and Abby. Will says Francesca.
I love this conversation. This is fantastic.
Yeah, because Will says that Abby is his fan favorite, but the math says he needs to pursue Abby.
Do you think he went to MIT with Nick, I think.
Yeah, didn't they linked up and ran the numbers together, like formed their, they did a fusion dance and did a supercomputer and they ran all the numbers.
I remember they had a VR meeting in the metaverse and discussed what they were going to do next. Yeah.
Yes. He says, when you first showed up Francesca, you wouldn't shut up about her. And Abby's like, we were all obsessed with her, okay? Including you. We all think about her. She is the sun, and we orbit around her.
Yeah. She's the god of the show.
She's the god of the world.
Yes. I remember when you were getting existential in your videos last night, you were saying that you kept saying Francesca's god and I will worship her. Francesca's god and I will worship her, and you kept rocking back and forth.
Yes, Franny, yes. I like when he jokingly, not jokingly, asks Abby to make out. Like, he just instantly shoots his shot. Do the numbers tell him to do that?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah,
the numbers told him to look desperate, I think. Yeah.
So you want to make out? Joking, not joking, but joking, not
William. I'm in such a tight relationship with Bartiz. You know, yeah. I can't do that.
Come on, I can't. Bartiz is such a good guy.
Bartiz is gonna be my husband. He's gonna move from Dallas all the way to Austin.
Yeah, I like when Bartiz asks Savannah what kind of guy she likes. And she says she likes guys who work out and guys that can dress. Oh my god.
Wow. The bar is high.
We know a lot about Savannah. So she likes really specific, interesting guys.
Yes.
That are hard to find.
Yes.
And she likes to feud. So really a deep person here that we have.
Yeah. She's far from the shallows, that's for sure.
Yeah. Bartiz says that Savannah is interested in him, but he's happy with Abby. I don't think Savannah was interested in him at all.
Savannah was interested in maybe staying an extra day of filming to annoy Francesca.
But yeah, but she didn't seem interested in Bartiz.
No.
Nick tries to shoot his shot with Francesca once a bit.
Oh, Nick, let it go.
Oh my god, so desperate.
The only thing that could have made it better is if she was walking up the stairs.
Yeah, she's already matched. I never forgive myself if I didn't give it one more chance.
One of these days, she's going to be walking down the aisle with her future partner, and Nick is going to like be running in. Oh, wait, before you do this, I was just wondering if we could get a conversation together.
She's already been married.
Yeah. You're a little late, buddy. A little late.
Yeah, that was just really cringy. But, you know, Izzy comes on over, and Izzy asks if, you know, if there's something there, and he just straight up says it's between Francesca and LC.
No, I'm not in that.
Oh, no. Oh, bother.
I was looking for my name in there.
Are you sure?
And I don't think I heard my name.
Can you double check again?
Check the list, please, love.
Can you run my card again? I just put money in my account. Can you run it again, please? Please run my card again, Nick.
It's
IZZY. Yes.
Did you have it in as IE? Because sometimes that's what happens.
Nikki, please, maybe you can fit in one more name, okay? So run it again and let's try it. So try it again. Oh, no.
I'm not in that.
Oh, okay.
Oh dear. Oh, I've made an ass of myself.
Oh, bother. So Izzy and Bartiz go and they talk, and you know, Bartiz is just amazed at like how like mature she is and how she's not mad at him for totally dogging her and that she's like sticking around with him even though he's a total dick face and all this stuff. And
his dream woman is just someone that will put up with all of his bullshit.
Yeah, and she's just like totally down to clown, you know.
She's like, yeah, I'm all for this, I'd love to stay one more day, get some more camera time. Totally.
And that's basically what happens. Diamond and Damien, Diamond is like, I can see how you love Francesca. You're always watching for her. You should go after her, you know?
Yeah.
Great advice, Diamond. Really looking out for him. Wow. You're going to take love advice from Diamond, though? Like, I don't know if that's a great idea. Isn't her whole thing she doesn't have great luck in the love department?
Yeah. Fuck a ring.
Chase and Francesca, this is where he has the bag. He like takes it out and holds it in front of him.
I know.
What is in the bag?
That's my Brad Pitt.
What's in the bag?
Do you think it's Gwyneth Paltrow's head that's in the bag?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
He thinks that Francesca and Damien's relationship is a joke and he wants to test it.
I like that. So he gives them a couple Scantron sheets and he says, get to filling them out.
Yeah, it's a PSAT from 2003. And he sees if they can do it.
They still do Scantrons in school, right?
Probably. What else would they do?
I don't know. Kids out there, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on in the schools these days.
Yeah. He just says that he doesn't need a perfect match and he would hate to see somebody who's not a match win this thing. Well, just wait. She says she has a lot to figure out this tonight and won't settle. And for a millionth time, Chase says the real villain is Francesca. We know. You said this. We get it. We know. It's obvious.
But Chase did everything Francesca was doing. He's just mad she didn't pick him. That's all. He's just bitter Betty. Everyone is. Yeah.
So Damien.
We love it.
We love all of you. We love all the contestants. We're in love. We're in love with them.
God.
Except for Mitchell. Damien and Francesca. He takes her upstairs. And there are rose petals all over the bed. There's champagne. There's candles. The lights are dim. It's the most romantic thing in the world.
Crying, and she said, why did you tear apart my roses? Why did you do that? I had them in a vase. They were so nice.
And he says, will you be my girlfriend? And she says, sit the fuck down. Let me explain this to you, idiot.
We need to talk.
And he's like, oh, that's usually a good thing, right?
Wipe this fucking trash off the bed. Get all this fucking petals off the bed.
She smiles and blushes when he says that. Why does she smile and blush?
Because it's cute.
Because she's evil.
Oh,
then
God.
She cries. She has to work up the tears. She has to work up the tears. The crocodile tears.
I think she feels bad. I think she feels a little bad in this situation. I'll play devil's advocate.
Okay, so you feel sympathy for her, but not
that this sucker actually thinks he's going to be her boyfriend after this, after all the very clear signs that she's given him that is not going to be the case, including the boardroom compatibility challenge, you know?
Okay, but the compatibility challenges are so dumb.
I know, but I think I don't think she takes pleasure in this. I think the tears were genuine. I don't think they were crocodile tears.
And I
respect it. I respect that she flat out says this isn't going to happen outside of the house. I respect that. At least it's honest.
Yes, but I also respected his response, how he didn't try to like fight it, and he wasn't usually the way that people respond to these things isn't on reality shows is generally just like bad, you know, and it's like, why, what happened? Or like, oh no, like Like, I don't know. It's usually
we might
so
have heard him. So we might have heard him say his first "God damn it."
Yeah, maybe
it didn't happen.
Yeah, and he was just like, I don't know. Like definitely Damien has a lot of major issues, but in this one, I was like, oh well, he's just gonna be like, oh well, that's unfortunate, but like, yeah, I respect.
Well, and
that.
Let me make it clear: we want to see the screaming. We want to see them.
Yeah, I do.
We do. We love the drama. But yeah, you know, we give respect where respect is due. You know.
Yeah, but he just says, I respect that, and they hug, and then it's done with. And I was like, wow, so calm, so whatever. It's like he like understood. It's just so strange.
We're probably watching Magic Mark instead of.
Was this fake? Now I'm like, was this fake? Is reality TV an illusion? Is it not real, Ben?
Oh my god.
What?
Let's not have this conversation right now.
Ben, what's real?
Max, again, you already had this whole conversation last night in all your videos. The what's
real?
You had 3 full videos just asking the phrase "What's real? What's real?"
Mommy, what's happening? But anyway, listen to what Francesca says when she's outside.
I want to say I'm going to go home and text my ex, but I probably shouldn't do that.
But she does.
You better before Georgia does.
Oh, but no, but she does. She does go home and text her ex, but it's not Harry Jowsey. It's Jesse, her current boyfriend. She does text him.
Was Jesse on Too Hot to Handle?
No.
Okay.
But she does text him because she went on the VL files and she said that she texted him right when she went off Perfect Match and then they got back together. So she did it.
Perfect Match, more like perfect timing. You know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Hmm. We broke up for the length of Perfect Match and then we got back together. Crazy how that works out.
Crazy. Crazy.
I don't need you. Don't forget. I'm the queen.
I love that song.
I do. I know. It's a banger.
Don't forget I'm the queen.
Bye. Nice knowing ya, old friend.
Oh, they made up. They made up.
Nice. Let's give an applause for Savannah and
they
Francesca.
Made up. No more bitch calling. Aww, ladies. Yes.
And again, the boom mic guy was taking off his headphones because she was just screaming it. Savannah was.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Ah! So get back to Bartiz.
I just gotta figure out which head I'm thinking with.
Jeez, people say that like oh my god, people actually say that.
Do you think he's like really into mythology? Is that why? Because there's like 2 heads coming out of his. You know,
yeah, Bartiz is really into mythology.
So he's like referencing one of those gods that has 2 heads.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I was thinking. What did you? What were you thinking? It was
no. That's what. That's what.
It was the two yep. heads from the neck.
Yeah. Okay. Or like pimple head or something like that.
Oh yeah, that could be. They yeah, have thinking, talked about their love of popping pimples
with my pimple head. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very patronizing towards Abby, even before things get really dark. He is like, where's your mind at? Like I told you I was going to go talk to other people. Like, so I was talking to Izzy, you know? Like, it's highly, highly probable that it's going to be you, you know? Like, I'm telling you it's probable. He's such a dickhole.
Yeah, yeah. It's all very smarmy and creepy a little bit.
Here. Yeah, she doesn't like that he can like flip on a switch and then he just continues to keep flipping on a switch. It's flippier and flippier.
Yeah. To a certain degree, it's like, okay, I it is a dating show. You're going to go around. You're going to talk to everybody. But, you know, much like Francesca and Damien and certain other couples, Georgia and Dom, where they said, we're going to stick this out all the way through. That's also what Bartiz and Abby said. And then all of a sudden he's flipping on that very quickly.
Yeah, he's just a jerk about it. That's the problem. If he wasn't a jerk about it, it wouldn't be a big deal. Like, you're allowed to go talk to other people. You're allowed to do these things. You just don't need to be a dick about it. That's
just
what
don't
happens.
Like, don't go like blaming her for it and like gaslighting her like it's something she did wrong. You know,
like, she's allowed to feel this way, and you just don't need to be mean about it. Just don't be mean.
You're gonna look like such a dick.
I don't give a fuck how I look.
Whoa.
We knew that.
We know. Well, actually, that is so wrong. He is one of the most shallow people to ever be on Love is Blind. Like, his whole thing is caring about how he looks, how other people look. You know, like, he's so vain. So, like, to some extent, he does care how he looks, but just not like behaviorally.
This might be a post Love is Blind sort of viewpoint for him too. Maybe he's it's soaked in a little bit for him, and he's processing like, okay, I'm gonna be the villain on this.
Yeah, he's given up.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, in the sense that, like, okay, I'm embracing the villain role now. You know?
Yeah,
I might as well just continue to be an asshole because everybody hates me. So.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
But he's super shallow. We knew know that.
Yes.
Even on a show where you meet people behind a wall. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the darkness inside.
Ooh.
That scared me. I genuinely got scared.
I know.
I got under a blanket with a flashlight, and I watched the show that way.
They're really trying to make Bartiz like the ultimate Netflix villain, you know?
Yeah. I like it. I'm all for it.
Watch out for Perfect Match Heroes versus Villains next season.
I would love it.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
It. Who's on the heroes, though? I've been struggling here.
Chloe.
Oh, I don't know. She dated a Confederate.
Okay. Georgia and Dom.
Oh, do we have to? I guess in these heroes versus villains seasons, the more boring people.
The heroes are the boring people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lil Yachty is a hero, so he would have to be over there.
Lil Yachty, yeah.
Abby can be a hero.
Nikki Glaser be a hero.
Nikki Glaser, she'd be over there. Colony's a hero. And Sophie's a hero. Joey and Carousel would probably be heroes. Stuff like that. And then everybody else would be a villain. Everybody else is a villain.
LC just wouldn't be on either tribe.
Yeah.
She'd come in the game with five people left.
Yeah, she'd come in last minute.
And she'd get third place.
But only the first two places would get money. There'd be
sorry,
a cash
folks,
reward.
The Survivor premiere is tonight. We got it on the brain. let's get to the finale, because I need to talk about it right now.
Let's go. So, hope you enjoyed this recap. We're going to be back in just a few minutes to talk about the finale. And we will see you then. Also, we are trying to get some interviews coming up. We'll talk about a little more on the finale. So, check it out.
We got some nibbles. We got
some
nibbles.
It's looking promising, but we can't. We never know what Netflix will pull on us. So
we just got to hook the fish. That's all.
It's looking good. Hopefully you hook the fish, and hopefully Netflix won't do anything on us. So once again, follow us on Instagram at Reality Group Podcast. If you want to check out Match Center, our Patreon exclusive, podcast. So check out patreon.com/realityalert. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Bye. nice knowing ya, old friend.